And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lots of interesting tools to gather information, share information, begin a relationship, get the word out about stuff. One of the tools that we've enjoyed some success with is actually surveys. Let's talk a little bit, Lee, about best practices. When and how to use surveys?
Yeah, surveys don't have to be some formal thing or some form. They could be a conversation. But whatever the case is, you want to be surveying all your constituents. Those are your prospects, your clients, your employees, your vendors. You should be kind of taking the temperature of all those groups on a regular basis. And I think that this is an underutilized strategy and that a lot of businesses would benefit by having more one-on-one conversations with a handful of people in each of those groups in order to listen to them about, hey, what am I doing well? What would you like to see more of from me? What do you wish that we would be doing more of? What are ways we can help you? Do you have any new challenges that maybe we can, that we might be able to help you through? Those kind of conversations are useful on a regular basis because a lot of times we develop a service or a product and then all we think about is now marketing that service and product. And all we're doing, we're heads down, is just trying to get it out there. And I think periodically it's useful to kind of have these kind of conversations with each of your constituents to see if things have changed. Because just because something worked, you know, a year ago, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years ago, doesn't mean it's as relevant as it is today. So it's important to kind of stay up to date with the needs and the desires of your constituents so you know how to serve them better. And whether it's formal or informal, conversational, whatever the case may be, I think it's useful to kind of have a system where you're surveying the people that are important to you on a regular basis.